For many Chinese, a holiday trip sounds like this. Bus tours shuttle people around to crowded water towns and gardens. Tourists follow a guide carrying a flag and a megaphone. But for those who sign up for a trip with 54 Traveler, that's the company Xiaozhua founded with her husband, a holiday might sound like this. I'm joining Xiaozhua and her husband on a day hike in the mountains to the west of Shanghai, near Hangzhou.
Yeah, from here, we should climb up 700 steps up. It's easy.
Xiaozhua is 29, tall and athletic. She cares deeply about the environment. She packs her own chopsticks wherever she goes because she considers it wasteful to cut down trees for disposable ones. Her company offers outdoor trips to some of China's most remote and beautiful destinations. And there's something else that sets 54 Traveler apart. Its tiny footprint.
Do not leave anything but your footprint. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take nothing but your picture. Yeah.
As we climb, we pass hikers of all ages. Some wear flip-flops, some wear bright brand-name hiking gear. Sales of outdoor products in China have grown by almost 50% a year for the last decade. China's backpacking scene is taking off, but it's still a pretty recent phenomenon. When Xiaozhua began exploring the outdoors 10 years ago, she'd mostly run into foreigners. She got started almost by accident.
At that time, I have a plan to do adventure, do a really adventure.
That's Glenn Fu. He was a fellow student at Xiaozhua's university.
I'm passionate. I make some poster.
And I saw a poster on the wall of Canton. It says it is the 15 years anniversary of the first human being who climbed to the peak of the Mount Everest. It says, I want to go to have a look of the Mount Everest.
I just say how dangerous it is and how amazing the things I will go to do.
I saw it and I say, oh, me too, I want to go.
But she called me.
I just called.
Xiaozhua was the only one who called. On that first excursion, she was hospitalized twice, once for altitude sickness, another time for exhaustion. But she loved it. She and Glenn kept trekking through the mountains of Nepal and the grasslands of Mongolia. Along the way, they got married and started their company. It's growing so fast, they doubled their staff last year to 130 full and part-time employees. A couple hours into our hike, we come across a temple where monks are chanting. Xiaozhua tells me that so many Chinese are traveling to their country's wild and remote places now that it actually worries her. The first time she went to Tibet, it seemed pristine. 8 years later, she went back, and it had changed.
Wow, it changes a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. So many tourists. It's not so many. It's so many, so many, so many, so many, so many tourists.
Xiaozhua wondered, are we part of the problem? She and Glenn began to incorporate Western guidelines for responsible travel into their trips. For example, before, they gave candy to children in remote villages. Then children began begging for the candy.
So when tourists come, they bring everything good and everything fancy. And they think their parents are not good, not rich. They love travelers. You educate them to begging.
Now 54 Traveler asks local temples and schools what they need instead, like school supplies or clothing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we have lunch here.
We reach a clearing over a terraced valley of green tea fields and old farmhouses with tiled roofs. Glenn says China's economic rise has made it possible for more and more people to explore new hobbies. Hiking and cycling are now fashionable. But he says there's another reason outdoor adventure is catching on.
People get rich, so they have the time and money. That's one reason. Second is people want to get more things for inspiration for their mind.
Inspiration for their mind. After 3 decades in economic overdrive, Glenn says, people are searching for something deeper. He himself just got off a 10-day meditation program, spent in absolute silence. We head down the hill. A monk passes in the other direction. He's wearing a t-shirt with Chinese characters. It says, see through, let go. Xiaozhua says she doesn't aspire to change the world, but she does hope the Chinese tourists who sign up for her trips become invested in protecting the places they visit.
I can change the world, but I can change myself and from my company. Yeah, try to do something good. I don't want to complain about the country or complain about the society. You can build a new person. Yeah, you can build a new you.
And perhaps that's just how big societal changes get started. This is Ruth Morris for DW in Hangzhou.